Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. And look at our website, philhenryshow.com. If you see something you like, hang around. If you don't, bug off. We are selling our Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD there. It's $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. It's pretty good. It's about as funny as anything else out there. And it's yours. Yours for the asking, babe. Just remember, your $20 goes to my friend's place, a resource center for runaway, rundown, just generally lethargic kids in Hollywood. Just tired kids. They've been sleeping in gutters so long. You know, it's a little tough to roll out of the gutter in the morning and meet the world with a smile on your face. So, people at my friend's place help the kids do what they do best, and that's just be kids and get older and, like, have a good life. By the way, last night I was talking about this article, and more to the point, a real-life story about a woman named Miranda. That was her name, and I got it wrong last night. I thought her name was Wanda or something. And this is a woman, as I said last evening, who had been known in the early 80s on into the late 80s to call very famous men in Hollywood or in show business and befriend them over the phone, flatter them over the phone, to the point where they believed she was a good-looking model who worked in New York and knew all of these heavyweights in show business. And she came to know Billy Joel, and he got to really dig her and left messages for her on her answering machine. And she came to know Warren Beatty, I think, and Richard Perry, the record producer, and Buck Henry, the writer, and a few other people. And it turned out that, you know, she wasn't much to look at all. She was some fat little girl with a mole on her cheek, where this guy, Richard Perry, the record producer, went to New York to meet her and went into a hotel room and yada, yada, yada. And I told the whole story last night, and I'm not going to tell it again. And if you'd like to check it out, it's in the December issue of Vanity Fair. And I can just say this again. My wife subscribes to this magazine, Vanity Fair. I used to read it, and I was like, oh, whatever, you know. This is a damn good magazine. Man, it's nothing flashy. It ain't details. It's just got great stories in it. Really cool, contemporary stories about what's going on. I mean, stuff that's it's just interesting crap, man. Read it. And this article is in the December issue. It'll blow your freaking mind. And what I heard today is that this woman, this Miranda, whose real name is, I don't know, Whitney something, she lives in Louisiana, has been contacted. Apparently she sold her story. Now, I could be wrong, but I've heard that she stole her story, and this baby is going to be on the big silver screen sometime soon. And that isn't the only movie that's being developed around this woman, that there's another project that's being developed about this woman, Miranda, who was a voice on a phone that all of these guys fell in love with. And the comment was, she must know men very well because she knew how to flatter them. She knew show business enough to drop names and knew which movies were in development and which albums were being cut. And she conned these guys into believing that they were really talking to somebody on the inside. So, Vanity Fair December. It's got Melanie Griffith's sometimes cute face on the... I'm cute. Well, she's cute. Wish she wouldn't curl her lip up like that. Doesn't she look like a gremlin sometimes? Just, you know, nyee. Melanie Griffith's a beautiful young woman, but there's like a cabbage patch thing going on with her with that lip. Just, it's like, nyee. I don't know how to describe it. Was she slugged or something in the mouth? Does Dennis Quaid beat her? Because she's beautiful, but she camouflages a swollen lip very well. You know what I'm talking about, Mike? Melanie Griffith. Not Melanie Griffith, freaking Meg Ryan. When I say Melanie Griffith, I'm sorry. Meg Ryan, man. She's got this cover on Entertainment Weekly, her and Tom Hanks, when they did that movie, You Got Mail. And she had a look on her face like, nee. The lip was swollen. I thought, I guess Quaid just clocked her one night. And so she's developed a look like, you know, the lip gets stuck out. And it looks very sexy and sort of chic. And the fact is, her lip is shoved out like that because he came in one night. He came rolling in going, doing another goddamn movie, aren't you? Huh? Another big movie. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, Dennis. You're drinking again. Screw it. All I got is that Wyatt Earp bull crap. They don't only want to hire me, but that doesn't make a good goddamn. Please, Dennis, you know that I... Oh! Please, Dennis. Shut up. Shut the hell up.
I think the Quaids are at it again.
Why don't you mind your own goddamn business? That'd be a
good one, too. I did the right stuff. I did Undercover Blues.
They were great movies, honey.
But I didn't do Courage Under Goddamn Fire, did I? You did it. I did Wyatt Earp with Kevin G.D. Costner.
Honey, you know I did You Got Mail just so we could have something for the baby.
Oh, the baby! Always the baby, isn't it? Get over here.
Honey, don't do it.
You got it? Curl the lip up. God, give me that curl lip look, will you?
You mean like me?
I don't like it. Curl your lip for me.
You're a good actor. Your brother's better, but you're...
Talk about Randy, huh? I know Randy's better.
I only did Courage Under Fire to give us a nest egg, honey.
No! Shut up! And you were in a movie with that Negro. Denzel, what's his name? God! I had a big grin on my face.
Well, you did on Any Given Sunday.
Shit, you did! Oh! Remind me about that. I like all the praise that Oscar talk.
Oh, honey, the toilet, please. Here's a towel. Any Given Sunday was good. It was just a...
I don't know about it. I can't stand it. I hate it. All you can rot in hell as far as I'm concerned. I know I'm married to Meg Ryan, but as far as I'm concerned, she can rot in hell.
This has been An Evening with the Quaids, Dennis and Meg Ryan. Join us next week when Dennis starts shooting smack. Jesus, that's going to be a hell of a night, huh?
Ah, shut it up!
I only make millions of dollars, honey, for the...
You make me do that damn DOA with you. That sucked ass.
Well, you're right about that.
Oh!
A Night with the Quaids. On the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. That's the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The use of the term GD, we won't use the full words, but we do use the colloquial. Some people consider it a profanity. It is a colloquial exclamation that we do use within the context of the program. It is not an anti-religious statement, nor does it mean any disrespect to God. We've had some question as to the use of that term and phrase in our show, and we simply say this to affiliates that have had complaints. We appreciate you standing by us. We do not believe that it is a gratuitous usage of the word GD, of the words GD. We think that it's very vital to the satire that we're attempting. I don't even know why I got into that. I'm sorry. Now I'm embarrassed. I guess it was that whole Dennis Quaid thing that we just did that had a lot of GDs in it, and I... You know, I want you to know that you can't do a character. Oh, never mind. Forget it. 1-800-449-8686. Not to bring you down further, but the news yesterday that a 6-year-old shot a 7-year-old in a elementary school in Michigan was just too much to be believed. Too much to have to deal with. Too much to have to deal with. It's one thing, the Columbines of the world, but when a little 6-year-old comes to school with a gun, to a school with a gun, and shoots by accident or by design, I don't know, a 7-year-old kid, these are kids that are so young, they can't legally be held responsible for what they do. You can't swallow that much crap in one day, can you? You know, you come home, you got a tough day at work, and you're just fighting your battles, and then you got to pick up the paper and read this? Now, apparently, the father of this little six-year-old is some jailbird piece of garbage. I don't know what the mother does. And who knows what home life is like for this kid. They're talking about some kind of a manslaughter rap for any adult providing or otherwise furnishing or otherwise being neglectful enough that the gun fell into the hands of the little six-year-old. Wherever that adult is, they're talking about a manslaughter charge and, you know, 15 years in prison. And there's a kid that's dead. We have on the line with us a security specialist, Brad Rifkin, talking to us from the South Bay this evening. And Mr. Rifkin, thank you very much for joining our program.
Thank you, Phil.
You are teaching gun safety to preschool kids on up to sixth grade. Is that correct?
Yes, Phil, that is correct. The thinking behind it is that tragedies like the one that we have witnessed in Michigan the last couple of days are really more frequent than they are non-frequent. We've got to do something that is going to stem the tide. And if you can't get the adults to be responsible, maybe you can get the young people to be responsible. And maybe you can teach some kind of safety to young people.
So you're coming at this from a whole different perspective. Rather than get adults to lock up guns and everything, you're going and teaching the kids.
That's correct. We're talking to young children as young... Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold, Phil. We're talking to young people anywhere from the ages of four and five, all the way on up to 11 and 12 years old. This little boy who was six, and he shot this little seven-year-old in the neck, is such a tragedy, and it is such a tragedy of monumental proportion that we have to do everything we can to answer. Now, I am not necessarily a gun control advocate, but what I am is an education advocate. And if the education of the adults is not working, and it doesn't appear to be, and I don't know why that is. I know we've got a great many intelligent and well-meaning people in this country, but for whatever reason this is not working among adults, then we've got to talk to the kids.
And you talk to them about gun safety? You talk to them?
We do more than that, Phil. We not only talk to them about gun safety, we educate them in the proper use of firearms and gun safety.
Now, you do have a firing range that the children can access?
Under the supervision of adults, we do have a firing range the kids access. Using pellet guns, using BB pistols and pellet pistols, we try to educate the kids in three basic steps. I can tell you that this little boy, and first of all, you have to understand that he's a six-year-old boy who shot a seven-year-old, and I don't know if it was on purpose, and I don't know if it was an accident, but I think we can learn something from this young man. First of all, he was using a targeted... the neck area. Now, I'm going to tell you something right off the bat. I don't want kids shooting each other. That goes without saying. I don't want little kids getting guns and shooting other little kids, okay? But that having been said, when I read this story, I realized his choice of target was wrong. He had chosen the neck instead of the head. When you're going for a kill shot, you're looking for center mass.
What do you mean by center mass?
You're looking for the center mass, which is body mass, or you're looking for a headshot where you can cut the motor. What I found from this news story, the kid hit her in the neck. And
well, what does that tell you? In other words, what? That he was aiming wrong, or...
I don't know, and Phil, I don't want to say. I don't want to believe that this little boy intended on hurting that little girl. I do not want to believe. I want to believe it was an accident. But for the sake of argument, if he did intend, he didn't understand the use of a weapon, and he didn't understand the use of how to shoot it. He goes for the neck.
If you're going to try to kill something, you're
going for what is called center mass, a headshot. So what I do is provide a service. I teach kids the proper use of firearms and safety. I live in San Dimas. We've got a lot of wide-open spaces out there.
Where is the firing range, and can parents sign kids up, you know?
Well, we have a lot of wide-open spaces in San Dimas. Adjacent to my home are two vacant lots, which we've been able to use as a range for our youth program, for our junior program.
Now, when you say junior program, you're teaching kids 4, 5, all the way up to 11.
Firearm safety, right.
And the proper use of a firearm.
We're using pellet pistols and BB pistols, right. In the lot, we set up...
So is this a firing range or a...
Yeah, it's a target range.
And where is it?
It's over in the... across the street, they were going to build an apartment complex, but they ran out of money or something. So it's a vacant lot over there right now.
Okay.
And so we set up a target facility. And
what are the kids shooting at? Are they?
Yeah, they shoot at. What we do is we save money. They don't have targets, but we get some cans from the Ralph's grocery store. So there's some empty cans, and we throw bottles up in the air. And so the kids, you know, this is what they do.
Okay, so the kids are in a... This is the firing range. They're shooting at targets?
They're shooting at cans.
Okay.
And then we throw bottles up in the air. And then we have a different gun technique. Now, I've got something kids enjoy. I've got an old Buntline 45. And this is a really special weapon. It's a six-shooter. And so I bring that out. I show the kids the six shooter.
Okay, so are they at a fight? You're teaching kids gun safety and gun technique. They're at a vacant lot?
It's a range. It's a firing range.
In a vacant lot across the street, though.
That's correct, right. And so we throw up bottles.
Well, when you're throwing bottles, I always thought that a firing range had stationary targets.
No. That's a waste of money. It's a big vacant lot. We throw bottles up in the air and we shoot cans. The first thing we do is we teach the kids how to clean the weapon. That's the first thing.
Okay.
And I don't know if...
Well, all right. We're running out of some time here. I tell you what, I'll hold you over the break.
Yeah, hold me over the break.
Okay. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Brad Rifkin, gun specialist, is with us. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Brad Rifkin, a security consultant who teaches gun safety to kids and firearm safety to kids, which is a very unique way of going about this problem with guns. The adults aren't handling the problem, so why not take the kids and teach them? You've got a firing range across, it's in the vacant lot across the street from your house?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's a vacant lot. And we get bottles from the grocery store and shoot at those. And
what are the three basic lessons before we go to our phone calls?
Well, the first one's cleaning the weapon.
And how do you teach the kids that?
Well, you get a pipe cleaner or a stick with a rag on the end of it, and you stick it down in the barrel and wipe like a lot of grease and dirt. You know, it gets like greasy in there, so they stick it down in there.
And the gun should not be loaded, right?
No. No, it should not be loaded. That's right, but... Well, you leave at least one bullet in it. In other words, what you want to do is you don't want to have it loaded around the house or nothing, but if a guy comes into your house, you want to have at least a bullet in it.
You leave one bullet in it.
Right, leave at least one bullet. And then lesson two is basic accuracy, firing technique. We shoot at the cans, we throw the bottles up in the air, birds, squirrels, stuff like that. And then lesson number three is what we call don't get mad, make them dance. We show them the technique that is the best thing to do with a weapon. You never shoot to kill. If you want to use a weapon to get back at somebody or to, if you're angry, you make them dance. Now, this is something we've all seen in the Westerns, and it applies today. You fire at their feet, and they skip around and dance around. That way, you're satisfied. If you got pissed off, excuse my language, but if you got mad at them, you can shoot at their feet and...
Don't get mad, make them dance, right?
Yeah, that's part of the thing. And you can make them dance. And I can, and I make neat shooting noises for the kids and stuff like that. For instance, the kids will say, Mr. Rifkin, what does a machine gun sound like? I go, it goes like this. See? Because I can make those noises.
Right.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I understand that. But I wanted to get back to the guns. What is this saying? You have a double rig?
I got two guns that I use. And one of the things we teach the kids, if you're using a double rig, we teach them how to fire the weapons back and forth using two hands. A double rig means two guns.
That's what I wanted to ask. Double rig means you've got a gun in each hand.
Gun in each hand, and you're firing back and forth with each gun. We teach them how to fire and back up and kick the door behind them open.
In case they're being shot at?
In case they're being shot at, they kick the door open. So what we're doing, Phil, is we're trying to mitigate gun mania in this country going through the children. What better way?
All right, Brad Rifkin with us, a security consultant. Here is New Haven on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem with this. I mean, look what happened yesterday. The 6-year-old kid had killed a 7-year-old kid, right? And now you're teaching our kids how to shoot a gun. I mean, fine.
Well, obviously the adults aren't doing anything about it. I'm teaching the kids gun safety. Gun safety.
You're still putting you're still putting a lethal weapon into the 6-year-old kid.
That's what America's doing. They're putting weapons into these kids' hands. Why not teach them how to shoot it properly?
Why not ban the weapons, just to some extent?
Get out of here. You're one of these gun people. You want to ban the weapons.
I have guns in my house. I mean, I go hunting. I have weapons.
Well, so what do you want to ban them for? What do you want to ban them for?
Let's not ban them. Let's restrict them to some kind of, to some point.
Well, we haven't restricted. If you're a responsible adult, you should already be restricting them. Obviously, that's not happening. The next thing I can do is teach these kids how to shoot a gun good. And how to shoot them good.
Shoot them good. I mean, when I was a 6-year-old kid, I had no clue what a gun was. Now, if you're teaching a kid 6 years old, what if he gets really, really mad, and instead of blinking at their feet, he says, "Hey, you know what? I got so mad, I'll shoot him in the head."
No, we don't. You're not allowed to do that unless you're an adult. You're not allowed to do that unless you're an adult.
But he's a kid. They don't have the rationale.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever heard of who's the guy, Doc Wyatt Earp?
I'm sorry. You know what? I think my battery's going to die.
You know what a double rig is? You know what a two-gun rig is? Okay, you can't hear.
All right, sir, you can't hear us? Thank you for your call, though, and hang up and listen. Here is Philadelphia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I can't really express my righteous anger at this ignorant asshole that you have on there.
I'm an asshole.
You certainly are. You're
Wait a minute.
You're teaching kids how to use guns. What makes you think they're going to not graduate to a real gun and kill somebody?
Well, gun safety. The adults haven't taught. We can't teach the adults
gun safety. Quiet. You're stupid.
I'm stupid. Have you keeping the guns out of your grandkids' hands?
I don't have a gun, and I wouldn't own one.
All right.
And you're one of those gun control freaks.
No, I'm not.
You're in favor of guns.
We got to teach them how to shoot it good.
That gun lobby.
Do you know who Wyatt Earp is?
Yeah, he was a lawman.
Okay, do you know what a two-gun rig is?
I don't care what it is.
It's
a weapon that'll kill people.
You don't know nothing about guns. You don't know nothing about guns.
Are you crazy putting out this propaganda?
No, you don't know nothing about guns. You got to teach them how to shoot good, otherwise.
Why do you bother with guns? Guns kill people. You think they're going to stay with a harmless gun?
Hey, they're already getting guns. They're already getting guns. I'm teaching them how to use them good.
How about if you outlawed guns?
We teach the kids outlaw guns. The Constitution of the United States says you got a right to have a gun.
Oh, go to
you're a moron. Are you from where? You from Philadelphia? Jesus, that figures. That figures. I'm from New York.
That figure, you're insane.
Everybody that's good in Philly moves to New York.
I'd throw you off the air so quick.
Well, you ain't Phil Hendry, is you?
You're teaching kids how to shoot, you bastard.
No, I'm teaching kids gun safety.
Oh, gun safety. What's a 5-year-old kid doing with a gun?
I don't know. Some adult
left in you.
If that kid
paid by the somebody that
did this, if that kid had known gun safety, he wouldn't have shot the gun. Do you know who Quick Draw McGraw is?
What? A gun is a gun, damn it.
I'm talking about gun safety, sir. Do you know who Bat Masterson is?
We teach the kids how to fire a two-gun rig. How did that kid get that gun to kill?
That's a good question, but as long as the kid has the gun, he's got to learn how to shoot it good.
But they get a gun?
Quick Draw McGraw.
Listen, A gun that
was a famous
used,
guy.
A gun that isn't used never killed anybody.
Well, that's
and why
ridiculous.
Don't you blame the parents?
That,
why don't you blame the stupid parents?
World War Two, we shot a bunch.
Like you.
World War Two, we shot a bunch of
you're
guns.
Asking little kids. You're asking little kids to learn how to use guns.
You don't know
you
what it's
to be thrown out of the country.
I'll tell you what. We've got 7-year-old kids
Listen,
that know how to
Henry,
use a two-gun rig better than
so
you.
Fast.
But you don't know how to use a two-gun rig. And
what
you're
the
pissed.
Hell's that got to do? It'll kill people.
You're pissed off because you can't walk backwards and fire two guns.
Oh, God.
You know that?
Well, you're a smart man.
No, sir. No, sir.
You
I am
really
teaching.
You really studied humanity. You
I
really studied.
No, sir.
You really
I studied
the human.
I know what's going on.
Of a human being.
I know what's
Why
going
you
on
put
in this
gun
country.
In your own head. See what
I know what's going on in this country. And
yeah,
kids
well,
are getting
yes,
guns,
you're one
okay?
of the right wing. You're one
right
of those
wing. A minute ago, I was a gun control guy. Now I'm right wing.
You are a minute man.
You
That's
don't know
what
you're
you
thinking
are.
About. You don't know what you're talking about.
You probably are. You probably believe in Jesus Christ.
You're pissed because a 7-year-old shoots better than you.
I'm pissed because guns are killing people.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Pissed because guns kill people.
I agree with you.
And little kids are doing it.
And we have
and
to
I
find a way.
Your kids would have been. I
wish
kids would have done it.
We would.
Then you know what you're talking about. In fact, I wish one of your little kids would have used it on you.
One of your little kids. Did you got little kids?
Well, yes, I have.
You got grandkids.
I got grandchildren.
Do they know how to shoot good?
Well, I don't want them to know how to shoot guns. I wish they'd shoot you with it.
Oh, so you're advocating murder?
Yeah, well,
you know something?
Murder you,
I teach kids how to shoot back.
Because you're advocating murder.
I teach
kids.
Do you know how to make a guy dance? Our kids know how to make a guy dance.
You think those kids are going to stay and play with play bullets? You're crazy.
They're pellet pistols and PP pistols.
Get that guy off the air if you have any brain in your head.
The problem with you, like guys like
you, is
you don't understand guns and you don't know how to shoot them good.
Well, I don't believe in guns. Guns kill people.
You don't believe in guns?
A gun never killed a person that wasn't used.
World War II was won with guns, buddy. Yeah, you were probably slacking. You were slacking.
You
were slacking.
I'm going to use a word. You, don't
you
know
weren't even in the service back
you're
in World
about
War II.
Casuistic reasoning.
You're a slacker.
You're an evil wretch.
Were you in the
That's
service in World War II or not?
You are. Don't give me those.
Yeah,
things.
Slacker.
You
weren't
are
you?
An evil influence.
No, sir. I am teaching kids
out of the country. How
I'm
you like
teaching,
that?
I'm teaching kids how to.
And you have lots of guns.
To shoot backwards and walk backwards.
Then you wouldn't cause anybody any trouble.
You don't know how to use a double gun rig.
I don't want to know how to use a gun. How you like that?
A double gun rig.
Oh,
what I'm talking about.
Hell about a double rig.
I think
you were going to stop. You would think that kid. You
were in the army and
you
shot yourself.
Why don't you blame you people like you that make guns accessible?
No, sir. I'm saying to the little kids.
You never addressed that issue, did
you? Yes, I did. I did at the very outset. I said that we can't teach the adults. We have to teach the kids.
What the hell do you think they're going to do with them?
Were you in the army and shot yourself? I bet you shot yourself when you were in the army, didn't
you? You shot yourself.
You shot yourself in the foot. Self-inflicted wound, huh?
You're
so you could get out of
it. You're dumber than I thought you were.
I'm dumb, huh? I'm the guy that's got
dumb.
I'm throwing bottles in the air, teaching them how to shoot.
Rifle Association, that big lobby.
What?
And you're probably one of those minute men.
I'm a minute man, huh?
I bet you are.
And my wife calls me a 60-minute man. What do you think of that?
Oh, go to
and
hell.
I'll tell you something
Why
else.
Why don't you? Listen,
I have been all over this country. And
you
I'm
don't
teaching.
Have one modicum of academic
no, sir.
Prowess
no,
at all.
No, sir, I don't think you
you're
understand
no,
what we're up against
stupid
in this
man. You ought to
we're
be,
up against things in this country.
If you want a program,
do you know how to do a fast
program, draw? Left,
you know how to
get that
draw?
Asshole off the air.
All right, well, I've heard you two gentlemen.
Okay, but Phil, this man thinks that
this
I'm evil.
All right, hold on. I want to ask you, Brad, because this man is angry, and I don't blame him because of the murder of this poor child. These two children are victims, the one who shot the gun and the one who was killed by the gun.
Yeah, Phil, what I'm trying to do is teach kids
Hold on. Gentlemen in Philadelphia, hold on. What, Brad?
I'm trying to teach kids how to do a quick draw so they can shoot a bottle.
So they can shoot somebody? What do you think they're going to stick to a bottle? Are you insane? Phil, are you crazy to have this guy on here?
I don't know what
you
mean by
boost your ratings?
I don't know what you mean by shooting a bottle.
I'm saying
he teaches them how to shoot guns.
The kid, if you hold on for a minute, if you just drop your hand to your side,
you're
shake
an
it,
evil
and whip
like
the
that.
Gun, whip the gun out of your holster and shoot the bottle.
Oh, why do you teach them that? What good's that going
to
do them?
Because if you need to be on the quick draw, if you know how to do
Phil,
a quick draw,
please,
and
listen,
then you spin the gun around.
Phil,
do you know how to spin a gun around?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
One modicum of decency, you'll get that guy off the mic.
Well, I don't appreciate you, Mr. Rifkin, using the tragedy in Michigan.
I'm just
you
talking
bet.
About spinning the gun around.
You bet.
Do you know how to spin
why
the gun around?
Why do you have him on the air, Phil, to spew this using
the
a
man,
gun.
But he billed himself as a gun safety expert.
He is like hell.
There are a few of my graduates
encouraging. He's encouraging people, little kids to use guns. Do you think they're going to keep it to BB guns or stun guns?
Well, I think you're pissed off because you weren't in the Army.
Listen, you're pissed off because you're insane. And you have an underlying motive for this stuff.
And you never heard of Annie Oakley.
I know all about Annie Oakley.
All right, then,
more about Annie Oakley than you do.
You
what
do?
What's that got to do with teaching kids how to shoot guns?
Mister, I feel
Listen,
sorry
you're
for you.
Dumb. All right. I have never met a person that's so dumb and stupid as you are.
Thank you for calling.
I am trying to keep my language, and I'm
sorry. Oh, yeah, you've done a real good job with it, too.
And I'll bet you any money. I bet you any money you call yourself a Christian. I'll bet any money.
No, I'm a Jew.
Well, then you're a disgrace to the Jews.
Really?
You're an absolute disgrace to that loving kind of culture.
I wouldn't say they're loving.
You think rabbis go around and agree with you?
Yeah.
They do like
a lot of them too.
Oh, cut it out. Are you?
What are you? I bet you're one of them.
Ignorant man.
Are you a Methodist?
Phil, would you get him?
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, both of you gentlemen. Thank you. Unbelievable. Do you know how to use a two-gun rig? Okay, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, thanks for listening this evening. Our number all the time, anytime, 1-800-449-8686. I have been told by my producer, Mike Schaefer, that Mr. Rifkin, the gentleman we were just listening to, the security consultant and security specialist who has a firing or gun range for kids ages 4 through 12, that he uses, as you heard him say, a two-gun or double-gun rig. I don't know what that's supposed to be. Is that the two guns, the two holsters? In any event, before we went on the air this evening with Mr. Rifkin, he demonstrated the use of the two-gun rig that he teaches kids how to use. Now, he is claiming that he's got kids using double-gun rigs, firing both guns with, you know, a gun in each hand, backing up, and teaches them how to kick the door behind them open so they can, you know, escape whoever's shooting at them. In any event, he sent over a tape of him utilizing his two-gun rig. And I believe we have that right now. Could you play that tape for us?
Right. So, here I am, Phil, firing my two-gun rig.
God, that's bitching. What are you doing? Stop that. Stop that music. You didn't even start that at the beginning of the song. No, you didn't. Start it again. Nope. That's the start of the song. Yeah, and then it goes. You had it all wrong. You had it all wrong. You dirtbag. You're dead, man. What's the matter, Greg, man? You all right?
Yeah.
got a feeling about the future, and it ain't too good, I know that.
I couldn't even get in a car, and I had a sweep sitting up on the left seat with my legs hanging down. The work wonders. It's like a miracle.
Superstitious, but a black cat crossed my trail. I said so one time before. Ain't superstitious, a black cat crossed my trail. Bad luck ain't got me so far, and you know I ain't gonna let it stop me now.
The work wonders, it's like a miracle.